Grace be unto thee and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have just recently experienced the Sunday worship service, and we have seen and read the text of this Sunday. But for my turn, looking into the future related to next week's text, we are going forward into the Transfiguration of Christ Sunday. The Transfiguration of Christ, it has something that the service guests here have in their minds. It is one central areas in our spiritual way. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, we hear, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, John, and his brother, and bringeth them up into the high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. The background of my sermon today, the song, the hymn, the melody, and the words are familiar in my mind. The words and the melody have come familiar for me during those times for me when we want to turn our gaze onto God. Guide and protect us with thy high, powerful hand. Guide our nation and protect us with your strength, us weak ones. And there's this idea that the frozen ground can start to bloom around us when hope gets hope a place in our life. Our hope is encouraged. We live during a time in this world which has been for a long, long time, which seems to be so many different pieces of life, the blocks of life are moving around. Globally, we know that the global world is changing. Nations seek new unions. People move from one land to another. That which we thought was stable, permanent, It is a mistake. It's a great country unions and these great coalitions have proven the weakness of solidarity. In our own land, we feel many phenomena in our nation seem to be is bringing forth conflict and different opinions. Can I say from my own experience, joint experience, insecurity or insecurity has grown, and it has made clear a result that was published some time ago. The feeling of security has lowered in Finland. Maybe in the same experience as a great flock, we represent a piece of Finnish society. We live in a world where we cannot evaluate or estimate what our generation will encounter. We live during a time where immigration, refugees have come in a certain way. It has been now controlled. I would like to say it has been rejected also. That wave of immigration that we have experienced to this day is only a part of that great wave that may be coming. We have not discussed this enough in our society, not as people, and neither as politicians or people working in high places. We know that a controlled, manageable immigration policy can leave in building up a iron fence and kicking out small children with weeping mothers, chasing them away from safe places and so on. People of today, we know what will happen. We cannot give up our responsibility as our parents did, who said during the World War II, we did not know. We do know. That is why we must discuss, must have discussion, and we must remember what is the Christian responsibility, what is the mind of Christ. As Christians and as individual citizens, we feel weakness in the midst of all big questions. Together we can upkeep hope and encouragement so that the frozen land could bloom. As Christians, we can rejoice that we have the possibility to come together, build our own tents, houses, as it is here at Lieka in Tornio, this tent village that has been built here, and many buildings and people that can listen, can be listening as the children of God. These days have surely been where you have been able to feel the common unity and encouragement that we're traveling on the same way, that we are following the footsteps of Christ, and that we can do clarify those issues that burden our mind, and that we can believe our sins forgiven in His name and blood, He that gives life and new hope. Building tents or as it said here, it is good for us to be here. But for me, it is good to be near God, as the motto here, as here it said, of building three tabernacles. This gospel text that I read also speaks of building some tents or three tabernacles. When times were difficult, when Christ with his disciples felt the challenges of life around him, when he had to prepare himself, he brings his near ones to the high mountains. And here, he wanted his disciples to feel something. When Peter, James, and John could be with him as a central group around Jesus, they could experience all of a sudden the body of Jesus was transfigured or enlightened. His clothes were white as snow, and his face was like the sun. Peter comes to Jesus a little before, and he says, should I build three tabernacles? One for Moses, and one for Elijah, and one for you. When Peter said this, he interrupted this talk that Jesus had with Moses and Elias. Interesting to see how the gospel here, how Jesus spoke with the prophets who had been before him. He gives them respect and honor and status as people who had gone before him. Elias is the person who showed the way, and also Moses is his mate, who brought the law of God, the will of God. And Jesus also spoke with Moses, shows how important the law of God is in the midst of people as a basic rule, as a golden rule for people. Peter comes here into the midst, and he wants to build three tabernacles and says that it is good to be here. He takes a role of a captain or a boss here. What happens? At the same time when Peter says this, God himself comes in, and a voice from heaven, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him, hear him. The disciples were afraid. And when they looked up, they did not see anyone else but Jesus only. Elias and Moses were gone. Only Jesus was left. And the slap that Peter felt of what God had said, when Peter tried to influence in the events of God, that voice interrupted him. This is my dear Son. Hear ye him. There on the mountain, it was good to be there. That good feeling and good mind was due was that we could be alone with Christ, that they could be alone with Christ. All other was worthlessness. All is necessary. One is necessary. Jesus gives forgiveness, his strength, and peace for the future. Dear friends, we travel as God's church here in Finland towards times, and we live in this time where many of us, we would want to be. We would want to be like Peter. We could separate voices. We would like to say where it is good for us to be, where we build tabernacles, different groups, societies, different groups, for places for different groups. This is for Elias, this is for Moses, and this is the house for Jesus. Such Peters there are even today. The road towards heaven, our future in our church, cannot be built upon anything else that would focus and listen what God says from above. This is my dear son, listen to him. And when we turn our gaze forward in this church, we can see hope in the future. When we see Christ alone, let us let the Holy Spirit influence, creating community, joint unity. We are all one Church of Christ, and we need one another. The challenges of this time that we spoke of, that I referred to, they cannot be won, but only through that we look together up towards Christ. We, Peter, James, and John, people from different societies, groups, we can listen to the voice from heaven. This is my dear son. And when we find ourselves in Christ, that he, forgiveness, and he is the atonement, and the face of hope, then our future is also bright. And then the frozen land blooms. Dear service guest, the journey home soon starts for all of us. Tomorrow night, the last ones will return homeward. And a familiar song in my mind from my child, the moment of departing comes to mind. The journey home will soon begin, but not yet. I would like to, you service guest, around this text and around the insecurity, I would like to turn your gaze, even at these services, toward that bloody bridegroom that God has said, his own son. He stands in our midst today. Lord Christ, when we look upward, we see one Christ, a single Christ, a lonely Christ. But this Christ comes to each one of us, unto you, who has a yearning heart. He comes to you and to everyone who seeks and yearns for. And he holds us in his lap, and he gives courage to travel into the future. Christ is not alone, but he is with us. He has with him the church of the future, which travels towards victory because God has so meant it to be. God bless you all with that peace that comes from heaven. Our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you now and forever. Amen. Let us sing Song of Zion 233. Song of Zion 233.